Well, a few weeks ago, I was thinking about this morning and wondering how I was going to communicate the incredible truth of Easter to us. We hear it every year, but what more could I bring to you which you hadn't heard before? What on earth does all this stuff about rising from the dead actually mean to us? What difference does it make? And I felt God give me a really clear nudge about what to talk to you about. And I believe what he wanted me to do was to tell you a story, actually a story within a story. And the first story starts 25 years ago. That is my son, Edward. He's 30 years old last week. But 25 years ago, he looked like that. Isn't that sweet? He was just 4 and a half. And every night, he would snuggle up on the bed and I'd read him a story. And around that time, the Chronicles of Narnia was being serialized on the BBC. And so every night, I read him a story, a chapter from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I've still got the book here, actually. Here it is. The very, very book. Now, you might be surprised to hear, I'd never read this book as a child, so I didn't really know what happened. I heard a few things about it, but it was all new to me. Now, if you've never read the book or seen the film, it's the story of four children called Peter, Edmund, Susan, and Lucy, who during the war evacuated to a big house in the country. And one day, at the back of a mysterious wardrobe, they discover a magical land called Narnia. The first person to go there is Lucy. And she discovers that Narnia is in the control of the White Witch, who's ruled it for 100 years. The place is under a perpetual blanket of ice and snow. It's always winter, but never Christmas. When Lucy tells the others about this, they don't believe her. Who would believe a story about a magic land at the back of a wardrobe? A few days later, Edmund finds himself in Narnia, and he stumbles straight into the White Witch. She's terrifying, but she's also terrified about human beings getting into Narnia. Why? Well, an old prophecy has foretold her downfall at the hands of human beings and at the hands of a mysterious lion called Aslan. So she places a spell on Edmund, and she promises him that if he delivers his brother and sister to her at her castle, she will give him his favorite sweets, Turkish Delight. Finally, all four children end up in Narnia. As you can see, it's really cold. They put fur coats they find in the wardrobe. Rumors begin that Aslan is on the move to defeat the queen. But Edmund slips away to her castle and betrays the whereabouts of the others. He thought that the witch would be grateful, but instead the traitor is captured and imprisoned. In fact, it's looking pretty grim for all four of them. But there's one sign of hope. The snow has begun to melt. There isn't now time to tell you the whole story, except to say that a huge battle shapes up between the forces of Aslan and the forces of the White Witch. But before the battle, the night before, something extraordinary happens. Edmund manages to escape and to be reunited with the others. But the White Witch comes to Aslan to demand that he forfeit his life. According to the laws of Narnia, the deep magic from the dawn of time, the White Witch holds the right to kill Edmund because of his treachery. So she demands that Aslan hand him back. The two of them meet to parley, and Aslan makes an incredible bargain with her. At that stage, we don't know what the bargain is. All we know is that she renounces her claim on Edmund's life. But a deal is a deal, and the White Witch holds Aslan to it. Watched secretly by Lucy and Susan, Aslan walks calmly to a place called the Stone Table. There, the witch awaits with her ghouls and werewolves and goblins. And as he arrives, she cries in exultation, the fool has come, bind him fast. So Aslan allows himself mutely, passively, to be bound and muzzled by the witch. They drag him onto the stone table and shave off his mane. Then she stands over him, dagger in hand, and just before she gives the final blow, she stooped down and said in a quivering voice, and now, who has won? fool, did you think that by all this you would save the human traitor? Now I will kill you instead of him, as our pact was, and so the deep magic will be appeased. But when you are dead, what will prevent me from killing him as well? And who will take him out of my hand then? Understand that you have given me Narnia forever. You have lost your own life, and you have not saved his. In that knowledge, despair and die. So, I read this to my little son, Edward, who was completely entranced by the story. 4.5. He was rapt. Aslan, the hero of the book, had laid down his life voluntarily at the stone table. But I couldn't leave him there, could I? It was one chapter a night, but I couldn't leave it at the end of the chapter. Aslan had just been killed by the White Witch. We had to read the next chapter before he went to bed. And in the next chapter, this is what happens.